the preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many
Welcome,
things
folks.
These old boys can't do.
You are tuned into the Trump Phenomenon. I'm James Kelso. And another eventful day in the Trump Phenomenon. Glad to have you here with us. I hope some of you make it through to call in at 800-313-9443. And the I'll throw a few topics out there that we can discuss. Let me just think, do I have any bad news tonight? I can't think of any bad news. I may have missed something. All good news. Good news on the Russiagate front, good news on the Fordgate front, and it is turning into Fordgate and Swetnickgate and Ramirezgate. Wow, are those besmirchers? And we got it right here, folks. You know, I've on this show, I've trusted my instincts from the beginning. My belief that Donald Trump was for real was, you know, it was on the evidence, but a lot of instinct there. My belief that he would win the nomination, same thing. My belief that he would win the general election, same thing. Gut instinct. And we did the same thing with Ford, Ramirez, and Swetnick. We called Ford a liar from day one. We didn't engage in any of that. Oh, she's so credible. Baloney. We took one look at her before we saw her face. Her text, her allegations were so obviously phony. And then we contrasted those, of course, with our gut feeling, our instinct for Brett Kavanaugh. Who's lying? Who's lying? Somebody's lying. Is it Brett Kavanaugh? Or is it this? And we called her what? What did we call her from the beginning? We called her a whack job. That's what we called Christine Blasey Ford, a whack job. Well, yes, she certainly is a whack job, and that's all being verified now by her own, well, we'll get into that, her boyfriend of 6 years, verifying whack job. I should have the Twilight Zone music queued up to play for you. Maybe we can do that later in the show. So I'm calling it Fordgate and Swetnickgate and Ramirezgate. Boy, Swetnick. Oh, her. Is it her husband or her boyfriend? We'll find out in a moment. I've got the article up on top of my tabs here. We'll go to the Swetnick article. Ooh. Oh, I said before we saw her face. Oh, my gosh. If you look at Christine Ford and listen to her voice and look at her visage, and if you think she's credible after you look and hear that, then you are... yet you are not well oriented in the real universe. the eyes wandering everywhere, the goofy grin, all the nervous tics, the speech pattern. You put the whole package together, and I like what Jeanine Pirro does. She says, "Look, I've been a judge for a long time. I've been a prosecutor. I know these people." She's heard people come into court and lie through their teeth. Lie like a rug. Can you imagine how many professional liars judges must see? So she says, I know one when I see one. And she like us here at the Trump Phenomenon, she saw one and called it from the beginning. So we've been spared all that goofiness of, oh, she's so credible, you know, etc. And even our favorite guy, I don't know whether he meant it at all, but even our favorite guy in the universe, Donald Trump, had to engage in a little bit of that. And maybe he was just having fun with it. He's in a different position from what we're in. Obviously, he couldn't talk the way we talk. It just doesn't work. Slight difference in the magnitude, the proportion. I think this show is a little bit less successful than Donald John Trump, by a little bit. So we can be a little more sort of more freestyle. Anyway, Donald Trump's doing the right thing. He's winning big. Let's see, other good news, winning big on that issue. Let's go into some of that news. Oh, good news on the rally front. Yet another rally added to the list. This man is indefatigable. He is indestructible. He has superhuman energy. He's going to Erie, Pennsylvania. Here's the lineup of upcoming events tomorrow night in Rochester, Minnesota. Oh, I wish I could be there. Oh, if I can think miraculously of a way of getting there, maybe I will. But Rochester, Minnesota, tomorrow night, we will have that pretty much live. I think the way it starts at 6:30 Central Time, we start at 8 o'clock Central Time. That's right about when Donald Trump's going to come on the podium. So we may have some live Trump for you tomorrow night. Don't want to miss that. Don't have any live Trump for you tonight. Then, 2 days later, in Topeka, Kansas, Saturday, October 6th, same time deal. Trump will probably be live right here on this show. Then you have to wait a couple of days till Tuesday, October 9th, Council Bluffs, Iowa. Once again, we'll probably hear the man of our era. We'll probably hear him live on this show. Then here's the new one, Erie, Pennsylvania, next day, Wednesday, October 10th. At 7 p.m. Eastern Time, so that's 6 p.m. here, Donald Trump probably will catch probably the end of his speech on this show. So, wow, isn't that exciting for yours truly? Four nights with Donald Trump live over the air here. A lot more interesting than I can ever be. So, thank you, President Trump. Now, let's go to these... Here is, just looking at messages here from my engineer. Let's go to these exciting stories about the self-destruction of, and by the way, on the Mueller-gate Russia hoax front, bad news for Rodenstein. Add that in there. And another piece of good news. Let me throw another piece of good news into the discussion. Tucker Carlson's got a brand new book out. I think did it come out today? Let's see, what's the publication date? Tucker Carlson, Ship of Fools. Great title. Publication date, October 2nd. Published yesterday. And guess where it is? Even at Amazon. You know, an enemy publisher, and Amazon is, they are not a, they are a publisher. In effect, they're not neutral. They are an advocacy group, just like Google and Facebook and all of that. But Amazon has Tucker, they appears to be a little residuum of honesty within the bowels of Amazon. They're listing Tucker Carlson's book at number one in politics and social sciences, U.S., number one in humor and entertainment, satire. Number one in humor and entertainment, political. Okay, that's all good. But here's the capper, folks. Number one, period. The number one bestseller on Amazon, Tucker Carlson's Ship of Fools. 304, I am sure, riveting pages. I need to get my copy, publisher Free Press. And that is what Tucker Carlson believes in, a free press. So now we've had a series of these great people who have brought out these great books. Look at where are they all located? They're all at Fox. What are the other great books that we've seen? Go to number one. They fall down eventually. They can't stay up at number one all that time. There is a big rush, by the way. But here we have, where are my notes? Here they are. Here we are. Liars, Leakers, and Liberals from Jeanine Pirro. That's now at number 45, according to Amazon. And remember, there are all kinds of cookbooks, self-help books, you know, vitamins and, you know, supplements books above, you know, that are in this list. So serious books above Jeanine Pirro. I don't know what she is, but she's 45 in books overall, probably like number 10 in actual serious books, just a guess. The Deep State by Jason Chaffetz, a book we haven't mentioned on this show. Excellent, excellent book, Jason Chaffetz. Remember, he was the chairman of a House committee until he retired to become a host and a guest and a commentator on, where? Yes, Fox. So what's going on at Fox? I want to talk about that before we finish the show tonight. Something wonderful is happening at Fox. And then the other great book, Greg Jarrett. Russia Hoax is the title of his book, Russia Hoax. And that went to number one, and it is now number 102. I just noticed Ann Coulter's Resistance is Futile. Let me just see where that is sitting right now in the bestsellers. I just finished hearing her guesting on Tucker Carlson, and Tucker said, I never miss any of your columns, Ann. And that was nice to see that chemistry between Ann Coulter and Tucker Carlson, political chemistry. And let's just see here. Let's look at her book. Where is the ranking? Here it is. It is now, well, okay, it's number three in, you know, a subcategory of nationalism, ideologies and doctrines. That's okay. But it's number 2,158 in books overall. And so, you know, I'll consider the source on all of these things. But so it might be quite a bit higher than that in reality. So that is good news, this new book from Tucker Carlson. Now, the question I opened, what's going on at Fox? Well, I think there's a battle for the soul of Fox. And by the way, speaking of souls, before I forget, the new Senator Kennedy of Louisiana, what a firebrand Senator Kennedy is of Louisiana, just elected in 2016. I love this guy. He said, listening to liberals fulminate about in their efforts to destroy Brett Kavanaugh, to destroy a good man. He said, I think I am being persuaded that many of these people have no soul. Wow. He doesn't mean they don't have enough funk records in their collection. He means they have no soul, no spirit. These are evil people. Wow. Kennedy really weighing in. Freshman senator, I'm very pleased to see how strongly he is punching. And his punches are aimed at the enemy. They're beautiful. What's going on? The battle for the soul of Fox. Well, have you seen this guy, Shepard Smith, on Fox? What a, I'll quote the idiot Jim Carrey. What a loser. What a loser Shepard Smith, or Shep Smith, is. The guy is a complete left-wing idiot. He's a complete dope, and he's deceptive. He's not. I would rather listen to a pure left-winger. I'd almost rather listen to, what's her face, the woman with the short haircut. What's her name? Help me with this. Is she on CNN? Anyway, I'd rather listen to her. I don't watch these people, so their names escape me. I'd rather listen to her. I'd rather listen to Anderson Cooper or Wolf Blitzer, because they are straightforward in their liberalism, pretty much. They don't deceive. Shep Smith is a deceiver. He's a left-winger in sheep's clothing. That irritates me more than a wolf in wolf's clothing. Anyway, Shep Smith is powerful at Fox. He has some power. So it's as if there are two factions. Now, if somebody out there, I think Sean Hannity is the leader of the good guys. I think Shep Smith might be the leader of the bad guys at Fox. And the two groups, I don't think, like each other at all. I think they hate each other. You will never see Shep Smith on the good guy shows. Jeanine Pirro, Laura Ingraham, Sean Hannity, Tucker Carlson, Bret Baier, Lou Dobbs. You will never see Shep Smith on any of their shows, even though hosts at Fox regularly host each other's shows. They regularly guest on each other's shows. So there's a lot of camaraderie among the right faction at Fox, but there's no crossover into Shep Smith's group. Shep Smith's group, and I can't name all the people on the left, but there is a coterie of left-wingers at Fox. And I think they're battling for control of Fox. Sean Hannity and the good guys have the upper hand, clearly. They have the primetime shows, number one rated Sunday show. I forgot to mention one of the good guys, Mark Levin, another giant at Fox. He's got the top-rated cable Sunday show. Jeanine Pirro, the top-rated Saturday cable show. Sean Hannity, the top-rated show Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And I think Tucker Carlson is, like, nipping at his heels. And, of course, that's a competition both men and all the women involved probably very much enjoy and cheer each other on. Laura Ingraham, Ann Coulter, appears regularly. She appeared tonight on Tucker Carlson's show. So I think there's a battle for the soul of Fox. Now, I say this as a sort of a cautionary thing. I worry about this in the same way that I worry about our president's health. Because what do we have as a backup? If there's a problem for Donald Trump, either health or something worse or something bad happens, what's our backup? We don't have one. All right, I say similarly, if Fox, and where did Donald Trump came from? He came out of the clouds. There's no buildup to Donald Trump. None of us can say, oh, yeah, Donald Trump is the culmination of our work. No, he's a revolutionary who dreamed it up on his own, came down the escalator, and boom, with no organization, he went. He's a miracle for us. The Trump phenomenon, I could call it the Trump miracle just as easily. Well, Fox is similar. How did we get a network that's so patriotic? It's a miracle. There's no sort of good explanation for the existence of Fox. The Murdochs who own it are left-wingers, as far as I understand. Where did it come from? Who can we thank? I think it's a small group of people, Sean Hannity, Tucker Carlson. I think the departure of Bill O'Reilly may have helped. I never quite liked at all what Bill O'Reilly was doing. I think he was sort of blocking the emergence of the right wing at Fox, or the Patriot wing. Better to say the Patriot wing. But there's a battle going on. I don't know. Now, and what's our backup? If something bad, I remember I read the headline. Disney buys Fox. I was terrified. Was it 2 months ago or something? Disney buys Fox. I said, oh, no. Oh, no. That'd be like seeing a headline about the health of our president. Oh, no. Well, it turned out Disney had only bought the Fox movie studio part of the business. Oh, I breathed a sigh of relief. Quickly went online to check it out to make sure that Disney, you know, the controlled by people like Eisner, that sort of people, had gotten control of Fox News. They haven't. But I'll come back to why I'm afraid right after this break. Determined to try. Can't keep my eyes from the circling skies. Turn the tide and twist it just an earthbound mystic eye. Bridge time set. Mixtures bridge. Corporate media dominates the American opinion.
Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Attention RBN listeners, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Front Sight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over Front Sight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come in an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there
telling me I got to beware. We're back, folks. And I am wary. Worried about our president. Worried about what is our backup position. If Fox goes... What if Disney had bought Fox? And then somebody like Eisner just says, you know, we're shutting down the patriotic programming on Fox News. And the people on the left are quite willing to lose money. They're willing to lose billions to pursue their cult, their ideology, which is what they worship, more than money, much more than money. They've proved it over and over again. They're willing to take big losses on movies, books, newspapers. They're willing to flush money into the New York Times, flush money, Bezos and Amazon. It's flushing money into the Washington Post. It's much more interested in keeping that mouthpiece open than making a profit. So if Fox were to be bought up, what is our backup position? We don't really have one organized. I'm hoping a genius like Sean Hannity, Tucker Carlson, I'm hoping one of the reasons that the right wing still has, and the Patriot wing is dominant at Fox, is that they are producing such huge results in ratings and income for the Murdoch family that they, I'm kind of contradicting myself a little bit here when I say that success may be giving them the degree of dominance they have at Fox. Contradicting myself a little bit, I know. But, boy, I worry about this. And the... I'm worried about, I mentioned a hero here, Jason Chaffetz's book. Jason Chaffetz was a Utah congressman. Look at some of our other heroes. Devin Nunes, a House committee chairman. Devin Nunes' district, I'm looking at it right now. You know, we've got cause to worry. And in this upcoming congressional election, we've got great cause to worry, folks. The extent to which the immigrant invasion, the non-European invasion of America has proceeded, it's so far down the road to oblivion for us European folks that there's real reason to worry. Devin Nunes, he's this Patriot's out of California's 22nd congressional district, which is Merle Haggard country, anchored in Bakersfield, San Luis Obispo County, and in the San Joaquin, Fresno, and the Tulare counties, Clovis, Visalia. But the district's only 42% white. Folks, that's not the way California used to be. When I was a boy, California was more than 90% white. More. And we thought that was just the way it would always be. We didn't see any reason that should change as young people in the 1960s. When that song you heard there in the break there from Buffalo Springfield came out, we didn't worry. None of the members of Buffalo Springfield probably thought they'd ever see a change in that. And plus 90% ethnicity, demographics of California, 45% Hispanic, 42% white. Miraculously, Devin Nunes hangs on to that district, miraculously. And I don't even want to comment on that's how, that this is happening in many, many places, many, many districts. We've got great patriots trying to fight for survival with the demography running against them. And that's why the left is so full of itself. They sense this coming. The millions upon millions, every year, millions of non-Europeans flooding into America. They love it. They're eating it up. It's their dream come true. They celebrate this every day, and they realize what it means. We will be overwhelmed. And we will, unless we stop it. But even if we stop it, what do you mean, Kelso, stop it? Just the existing reproduction of the people that have already invaded our country, that is enough to overwhelm us. They have 6 kids. We have 2. Run the math, folks. Run it forward. You're competing with a population with 6 kids and short generations. They start having their kids when they're 15. We start having our ladies start having kids when they're 30. So 6 kids versus 2 kids. Generations that begin at age 15 versus age 30. The math is ugly, folks. We will be overwhelmed. That's just on the people that are already here. Even if you didn't let one single more invader or legal or illegal immigrant into our country. I don't mean to depress you, but it's that bad. So we have to come up with a backup plan as to what are we going to do. That this, the euphoria, the wonder, of the Trump phenomenon. What's the plan after that? We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite. A 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
We're back, folks. We've got a couple callers hanging on valiantly, George in Texas and Dr. Kelly in California. Thank you both. I'm just going to run a little bit more information out here. Tonight, I want to get to these some encouraging stories. I've depressed you enough, but you know, thank God Donald Trump started the process here. We weren't going to have a recovery plan or a Donald Trump forged us together into a people, and that's what these rallies are all about. You sense in one of these rallies you are part of a people. And you look around you and you instantly, your eye and your brain instantly compute who that people are. And you see them. And we're bonding together as a people. Whatever our backup plan is going to be, or our next step after, as Donald Trump gets as much, delays the invasion as much as he can, stops it as much as he can, and sets the groundwork for maybe possibly a demographic recovery on our part as a people. Then we have to go to another, you know, stage. And Donald Trump, I hope, will be, if not president, he'll be still a living leader of this movement, which he created. He created it. Anybody out there saying they created it is blowing smoke and blowing up their own egos. By the way, speaking of somebody who really has helped us and really did help propel Donald Trump, into success. Breitbart. And what has Wikipedia just done with Breitbart? The editors of Wikipedia, these left-wing morons, have voted to... They're not morons. They're actually pretty darn smart. They're left-wing fanatics, have voted to ban the use of Breitbart as a source due to its unreliability, is their quote. They've also prohibited editors from citing anything from Alex Jones's InfoWars. Wikipedia editors, this is at Sputnik News, Wikipedia editors claim that the two outlets should not be used ever as a reference for facts. And they said, we have something over 2,500 links to Breitbart, many of them as sources in articles. The editor who proposed the ban argued, I think that Breitbart is not a reliable source. It is my view that we should not source anything to Breitbart. The majority of Wikipedia editors believe that Breitbart should be banned. Breitbart was deprecated. That's their fancy word. That's like what Clarence Thomas called the, what did he call it? A high-tech lynching of an uppity Negro. That's what deprecated. That's a high-tech lynching. A Wikipedia editor wrote, Breitbart has a long-standing reputation for publishing utter falsehoods, fabrications, blatant distortions, having no meaningful fact-checking structure. Completely inappropriate for Wikipedia. Are you kidding? There is very clear consensus here that, yes, Breitbart should be deprecated. That means, what's a better word for deprecated? Censored. Banned. Exiled to Siberia. Sent into the memory hole. Wow. Okay, so that's where that's going. Now let me get to the good news here. And pardon me, George and Dr. Kelly, I want to just share some good news. First, let's go to good news from Viktor Orban. Bless Viktor Orban. And here's what Viktor Orban says. He gave a speech after Donald Trump's fantastic United Nations speech in which he proposed that we are patriots and that what we believe in is patriotism, not globalism. Appearing on Hungarian public radio last Friday, Prime Minister Viktor Orban hailed Donald Trump's speech, saying the president represents the U.S. position as an icon, someone who represents something much more than himself, arguing that his remarks signaled a shift in the U.S. approach to relations with the rest of the world. Orban said, in the last few decades, the U.S. took on some kind of role of making the world better. That's globalism. Which, in fact, was contrary to American interests. That's what President Trump spoke about, Orban said. Trump, he said, declared an end to that policy. And he says, I suffered so much before Trump was Secretary of State Clinton that I cannot even tell you how much I suffered with her. Let's go down to the end of this article. Trump's address to the UN General Assembly included anti-globalist rhetoric combined with, I'll skip it a little bit here. And so all of that, very good. Another good story. I don't want to skip these because these are so beautiful. The demise of Swetnick, this obnoxious woman. If you listen to her talking and look at her eyes, it's frightening. 28 reasons. This is a great Breitbart writer, John Nolte, who writes 28 reasons Julie Swetnick's Kavanaugh allegations are total garbage. Using evidence, witness testimony, and their own testimony, Breitbart News has already unraveled the first two allegations launched against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. And as of now, the accusations put forth by Christine Blasey Ford and Deborah Ramirez have collapsed into a pile of lies, deceptions, and most importantly, statements by the accuser's own witnesses, including their boyfriends and husbands, exes all of whom back up Kavanaugh. This leaves only Julie Swetnick, the accuser represented by Michael, the porno attorney Avenatti, the attorney for porn star Stormy Daniels, in a sworn statement dramatically released by her attorney last week, Swetnick made allegations, blah, blah, blah. Skip that. Now, let's go to the, well, it's so detailed. It's beautiful research here by Nolte. You want to read this when you, get a chance. But what's beautiful is that she now has her former boyfriend has reported that he had to file a restraining order against her. A former employer had to file a lawsuit against her for lying, for sexual misconduct. Somebody else came forward pointing out her serious psychological problems. Those are obvious after the first 60 seconds of listening to her. And then this article, I love the way Nolte closes this. To paraphrase Senator Lindsey Graham, God help us all if these people obtain power. And let's see, one other. This is very encouraging, folks. Let me just run this by you quickly. Republicans outraged by Brett Kavanaugh circus now match the Democrats in voter enthusiasm. This is maybe the best story of the moment. Here's what. Remember, I called President Trump President Boomerang from pretty much the beginning, because everything they threw at him, however he does it, Donald Trump gets it to circle back and hit the accuser, the launcher, right smack in the snoot. Well, here it goes again, President Boomerang, because the attack against Kavanaugh, thank God Donald Trump has stood by his man, who I think he recognizes as a kindred spirit in Brett Kavanaugh. I think these two men are bonded. Because they're both great men. It's boomeranged. And the biggest part of the boomerang is this. Republicans who polling indicated. Now, remember, watch out for polls. Donald Trump has called them. What does he call them? There's a certain name. Suppression polls designed to discourage you out there, you patriots. But whatever they, however suppressing they might be, the polls were indicating the Republicans had far less fire and enthusiasm going into the 2018 midterm election than did Democrats, who are all fired up. You know, they're all suffering Trump derangement syndrome. And this was very, very ominous. Well, the Kavanaugh circus has reversed this, folks, corrected it. Republican enthusiasm is now matching Democrat enthusiasm, even according to the polls, which might be suppression polls, which might mean Republican enthusiasm is maybe even greater than Democrat enthusiasm. But this is good news, folks, and everybody's talking about it, is that the indignation, the fury of Republicans seeing this good man trashed by people the likes of Swetnick, Ramirez, Ford, Feinstein, Leahy, all of these people reminiscent of the treatment that Clarence Thomas got from criminals like Ted, the lifeguard of Chappaquiddick, Kennedy. And strangely enough, Joe Biden, the same Joe Biden that perpetrated a crime against Clarence Thomas in the Senate Judiciary Committee, is still with us and still committing such crimes and others. And the heroes, one of the heroes, Orrin Hatch, he was there on the Clarence Thomas Committee trying to defend Clarence Thomas, who did get the nomination, did get the position on the Supreme Court. And by the way, he's there now. And I think when Kavanaugh is elevated to the Supreme Court, which will happen, I'm convinced. Everything tells me this will happen. Clarence Thomas will be finally vindicated, and I think he will be unleashed. He will be able to speak out much more openly and be who he is. Clarence Thomas will be able to be Clarence Thomas. Kavanaugh will have taken so much heat. And Clarence Thomas, back in 91, he said he was disgusted with the Democrat demon rat attack on him. He said one reason he was not going to quit is he was hoping that in going down, he said, go ahead. He said, kill me. Kill my career. Kill my reputation. But I'm not going to quit. If nothing else, maybe my stand will make it so that future nominees do not have to go through this. Well, that didn't happen, did it? Because Kavanaugh is Thomas on steroids. But it's amazing and it's wonderful that Clarence Thomas is still on the court and can be joined by Brett Kavanaugh, maybe in just a matter of days. That's wonderful. And then there's another story. I'm not going to have time. I want to get to our callers. The other great story is what's happened to, oh God, what's happened to Catherine Ford? Oh my goodness. Her boyfriend of 6 years saying he stole money from him. He says, I don't have anything personal against her, but she lies like a rug. The two doors in her house that were supposedly because she's paranoid and she's claustrophobic. She can't have a room with only one door, so she put a second door in the front of her house. That was, people went out and looked up the building and safety thing. That was for her to open up an illegal, violating zoning laws, business address at her home. So she could have her Dr. Ford shrink, whatever, psycho, whatever, maybe just psycho, office. She's not a licensed psychologist, but she has a PhD in psychology. Also, it turns out, says her boyfriend of 6 years, you know, he's sleeping there in bed with her. He knows her. He said she's not claustrophobic. She flies in airplanes all the time. So she lied. She perjured herself under oath to the Senate Judiciary Committee. She should be called up on charges for that. And her attorneys, who were complicit, participated, encouraged it, and Dianne Feinstein, who provided the attorneys, they should all be brought up on charges. They should all be investigated. Dianne Feinstein should be frog marched out of the Senate, censured, and then frog marched out, along with the rest of them. But she's lying like a rug. What are the other lies? I'm getting so enthusiastic here, I can't remember them. But it's just coming unglued for her. She was asked by Rachel Mitchell, have you ever talked about polygraph tests with anyone? And she went into the microphone and said, never. Just a real quick, emphatic, never. Oh, the boyfriend says, no. He gives the name of a person that she successfully coached in how to pass a polygraph test to get a job, which she got. She's a professional at how to fool a polygraph test. And we've got the name of the person from her boyfriend. And there's plenty more dirt that's coming out on this loser, Catherine Ford. And we got it right on this show. We called her a liar. We called her a communist. What else did we call her? It was all right. And no credibility. No credibility. Nothing believable about her bleating about her supposed rape attempt. That didn't happen. Nearly killed. That didn't happen. Nothing happened with Brett Kavanaugh. Nothing. And some of the details she gave, his friend actually wrote a book. Some of the details she got, you think, well, that's a kind of a convincing detail. She got it out of a book that was available to her to read and study before her testimony. You know, like meeting this guy in the Safeway market and so on. Oh, that's a detail. It's in his book that he worked at the market. So then she, very tricky liar. And by the way, sociopaths are really good liars, really good actors. Any real psychologist could tell you that about people like Catherine Blasey Ford and Julie Swetnick and Deborah Ramirez. Well, let's go to our first caller, George, and then Dr. Kelly. Very fast, George. Are you feeling good, George?
Yes, I was impressed watching that speech last night. I don't think any other president or politician has the fortitude to call these people evil.
Oh, I mean, you know, that's wonderful. He said, yeah, in front of the whole crowd, he goes, when did it happen? I don't know. Where did it happen? I don't know. How did you get home? I don't know. That was beautiful. And you got all these people, like this idiot Susan Collins and this idiot Lisa Murkowski going, oh, that was so inappropriate. No, it's not inappropriate. She's a liar, Lisa. She's a liar, Susan. Don't you get it? She's not a victim, and she sure as hell is not a survivor. She's a sociopathic liar, a communist criminal. That's what she is. And all of your sympathy for her is stupid. Wake up. Go ahead, George.
Well, I think I'd like to hear the good doctor from California, so I'll just I'll just hang up and let her talk. I think she's got a lot to say.
George, we love you, brother. Thank you. Dr. Kelly, you're on the air.
Oh, thank you much, Kelso. And I want to point people's attention to the candidate statement of Javier Becerra, where he openly brags about going after sex trafficking, the NRA, and the Trump administration.
Okay. What? Very interesting. Now, we're going to come up on a break, but we'll have you, Dr. Kelly, stay with us for more good insights. We'll be right back, folks.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer from me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When this war is over, it will be a better day. When this war is over, it will be a better day.
We're back,
but
folks.
It won't.
We're back, folks. And, boy, I just got a very nice invitation from Tom Lacavera, which I may not be able to take, but he asked me to co-host with him on his show here for a startup of his show. And I want to let Tom know, if you're listening, I'm very flattered, honored to have such a request from you, Tom. I had a great, well, we had a kind of a mishap here on live radio last week, a few days ago, and it was really fun. It was really interesting. And so I kind of ran into the Tom Lacovara show because of some, you know, a little bit of a snafu. But hey, we have a lot of fun here on live radio. So Tom, as I said to George, love you, brother, I say to Tom. And Dr. Kelly, you're on the air and bringing us some insights and so on into the Trump phenomenon. Give us more.
Okay, thank you for exposing the demon rat commie Democrats. And I want to draw folks' attention to the candidate statements for Attorney General, where not once but twice he is bragging about he's never going to back down, whether it is sex traffickers, big oil, the NRA, or the Trump administration. That's in the second notation, and that is a public record available. I don't use the internet, so it's in the California election.
And you know what this fits in with, Dr. Kelly, is that, and this is, I guess, a beautiful thing. It's polarization that's happening right now, and the demon rats are, they're purging their own ranks. They're getting the most left-wing, like who's this, Ocasio-Cortez. They're getting their most left-wing. They're going left of Bernie Sanders. They're purging their own ranks, going to the left, and they're polarizing away from us, patriots. We're actually doing the same thing. We're offloading people like Jeff Flake and people who can't make up their minds about whether Katherine Ford is believable or not. I mean, come on, if you're that stupid, you're not going to be any of any help in our cause. So we're getting, we're offloading the rhinos. We're offloading the neocons in the Republican Party. And Donald Trump really has consolidated his leadership over what is now his and our Republican Party. And you, of course, Dr. Kelly, are the first to notice it wasn't our Republican Party. It was some, you know, deep state elite groups. They owned our party with the Bushes and, you know, people like that. So Trump has won his first victory, which is to beat the demon rat Hillary Clinton, to knock down the Hillary gang. Then he had to take on the deep state gang within the Republican Party. And he has succeeded in doing that. It's an incredible thing. Now we've got the midterm election coming up. And as you say, the left, the Democrats, they are so deep in Trump derangement syndrome, like the platform you're citing, they're saying really crazy things. Stay with us.
Yes, and I hope they arrest themselves because they are the enemy.
Yes, they are. Stay with us. We'll be right back, folks. Oh, maybe we won't. We'll
see you tomorrow.
Yeah, see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Don't stop believing.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.